You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. You can help put brand new books into the hands of at-risk children by attending a fundraiser for First Book McLean County. It's Monday, June 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Biagi's in Bloomington. Mary Ganan from First Book McLean County says the organization's goal is to eradicate illiteracy in McLean County.
And so we deal with children that are at risk in all the nonprofit daycares and after school and preschool programs that have at least 70% of their children live in poverty. And our goal is to get those children at least one brand new book a month that they can take home. It's so hard to fundraise anymore. So we've been mostly, I'd say getting most children a book every other month, if we can do that. There's so many requests. It's unbelievable. Last year we had requests from 2,668 children at a total of $50,000, and we had $32,000 in our budget. So we still got 2,545 children, but they aren't getting as many books as we'd like them to get.
Well, where do you go for the books? Are you able to find books at a reduced cost for the children?
Yeah, First Book is a national organization, and they have a marketplace in Washington, D.C., where their home is, and books 70 to 90% off through the marketplace.
That's great.
Yes, all the different publishers donate their books, and it's all the great books. I mean, every book that you can imagine is there. And so what we do is we raise money 12 months out of the year, and then the grantees apply for grants with us. They have to prove that they have 70%, you know, poverty rate in their groups. And then we have to decide who's going to get what because of how many funds we have. So once we give them a grant, let's say the baby fold. Let's say we give the baby fold a $3,000 grant. Then they who know their children, they then go online at First Book National and order the books that they need to the tune of $3,000. And then First Book National sends them the brand new books. And then we hope that they have a party or something, invite the parents. And, you know, the kids get turned on to books. And that's the whole goal, is to turn them on to books so they want to continue to read and continue their education.
Do you get a lot of feedback from the kids, Mary? Do you have any success stories?
Every organization that gets a grant has to write a midterm report to us. So we get, you know, raving reviews. The kids are excited. They get their books. We have pictures of the children getting their books with big smiles on their faces. You know, these children get used clothes, used furniture, used everything, and to get a brand new book that they will read and enjoy, nameplate put in there, they can write their name in it, so it's their book, and they get to take that home. It's really a big thrill for them.
Of course, you need to raise funds in order to get the books in the hands of the kids. You're having a fundraiser on the 13th at Biagi's.
Yes.
And that's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. Tell me about this event.
Well, this is one of our two events that we have each year. This, to me, is the most exciting event. Biagi's has been so gracious over the years of letting us have their back room, the patio, and half the restaurant. That's why we do it on a Monday night. That's typically their slowest night, although I don't think they have many slow nights. But anyway, we have all the auction items. We have silent auction items. We have some wonderful auction items again this year. The food is fabulous. And with your tickets, you get a glass of wine, and then it's a cash bar after that. And it's so much fun to get people together that are interested in children and books and literacy. It's just a wonderful event.
What are some of the auction items that you'll have?
The auction items, we have a Biagi's 5-course wine dinner for 8 adults that they do in their home.
Wow.
Baxter's, as a chef, is offering us a 2 5-course wine dinners for 6 in their restaurant. It is fun to do that. We have baseball tickets for Cubs versus San Francisco. We have baseball tickets to Cardinal games.
Okay, so you've covered both the teams. That's good.
Oh, yeah, we've got to do that. We have both teams that we love. Bremer's has donated a beautiful pendant, and we're going to raffle that off that night.
Well, you have a lot of great stuff
on
that list. Yes. How much money are you hoping to raise?
Well, last year we raised about $16,000. And so we're hoping that we can get close to that. But ticket sales are really slow right now. There are so many events that, you know, that are going on and so many wonderful causes. But our tickets are $50 each. It's a wonderful event, and I wish people would come to it.
That's Mary Ganan from First Book McLean County. Their fundraiser is Monday, June 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Biagi's in Bloomington. For ticket information, go to the datebook page of WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy.